A few months ago, we reported on the American fast food chain Kentucky Fried Chicken moving into the Vietnamese market. Today, we bring you the story of a Vietnamese entrepreneur trying to beat American fast food sellers at their own game. He's offering a version of Vietnam's most famous noodle dish, pho, or as it's known here in the U.S., pho. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Lunch hour in Ho Chi Minh City, or Saigon, Vietnam's biggest and busiest city. And the noodle soup shop at number 67 Hai Ba Chong is packed. There are about 70 seats in this clean, comfortable, and air-conditioned restaurant, and they're all taken. Waiters scurrying from table to table, plunking down steaming bowls of Vietnam's signature dish. Eaten mostly on the street, but increasingly at this new chain called Pho 24.
Hương vị ngon. Đặc biệt là cái sợi phở thì nó khác so với lại những cái tiệm.
The quality is good, especially the noodles, says accountant Dao Thuy Vy. They're different than normal noodles. The flavor is better, and it's safer, she says, than eating on the street. A bowl of pho on the street costs less than a dollar. At Pho 24, it's twice that, but the customers don't seem to mind. It's not just the food, says this man, Nguyen Nhan Bo. It's the staff, the service. It's all very good, very professional. And it's fast, too, he says, so it's a combination of things that make me want to come here. A winning combination, as it turns out. Lee Kwee Chung is the founder and CEO of the Pho 24 chain. His family opened the first store in 2003. Today, there are more than 50.
We started with the foreigners and expats and high-end Vietnamese. But our vision is for the whole population of Vietnam. And at the moment, you know, more than 50% of our customers are the locals.
Part of his vision is to try to convince young Vietnamese that their own fast food is as good or better than that offered by the multinational chains. KFC and Pizza Hut are already here, but not McDonald's, not yet anyway. And Chung wants to grab a big chunk of the market before the 800-pound gorilla crashes the party.
I just don't want to see it happen that all young people just go for McDonald's, KFC all the time. It already happened in many Asian countries. So we have to make the young generations get used to the traditional dish.
Chung says his company's rapid growth mirrors that of Vietnam's economy in general over the past several years.
Today, there are more and more Vietnamese people can afford for both 24. Now, very average Vietnamese can afford.
Late last year, one of Vietnam's biggest venture capital firms bought a 30% stake in Pho 24, which Chung says he'll use to fund his expansion. Several shops are already open in Indonesia and the Philippines. A half dozen more are set to open in Australia and South Korea in the summer. And by the end of the year, Chung says, he expects to have his first foothold in the U.S., a Pho 24 in California, and he's pretty much figured out how to market it to the American consumer.
It's very clean, very quick, very nutritious, less salt, less fat, less sugar. You know, you don't get fat with pho.
And it's tasty, too. And if this Vietnamese export does well in the U.S., Chung says, he may yet realize his secret ambition, global fast food domination.
Yes, yes, I would like to think so. I wish to become a very big chain and to see people all over the world know about Pho 24, about Vietnam.
Supersize that, Ronald McDonald. And remember,
you don't get fat with pho.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News.